peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Podcast featuring Peter Abundant. Today, I want to briefly talk to you about challenges, obstacles, getting over a hurdle, a challenge, something that may be stressing you out, something that you may be overwhelmed by or feeling anxious about. In spirituality or conscious education, knowledge, throughout this journey of spirituality, one thing we often hear and share with others even is the idea of the now, being present. We often hear that in relationship to happiness, in relationship to, you know, understanding that the past is over, is done, and the future may never be. And it gives us perspective on choosing to be happy in this moment because we are lucky, we are blessed, we are honored to even be in this moment, right? That's the idea. Once we let go of holding on to the past or worrying about the future, it gives us power and strength because now it's something we are guaranteed to have an experience. When it comes to challenges and obstacles, the same thing applies. In order for you to get over a challenge, in order for you to achieve something, it may not be something you necessarily are worried about, but something that you think about, something you want to materialize, manifest, overcome, something you want to do. We often, again, get caught up in the past, right? What we've done before, what we used to do, what we did before. And then we identify with that past and make it who we are now. But that's not necessarily the case. When it comes to the future and thinking about the big picture of what it is that we want, we feel overwhelmed because it just seems so huge, so large. And standing where we are now, we get overcome with anxiety as to how we are going to achieve this huge thing. So, just like the past is not important, thinking about the future and comparing it to where you are now is also irrelevant. Now, yes, I understand that in order to achieve something, we must have a goal. We must think about the future, what it is that we want, the big picture of it. But what I'm saying is, as you pursue it, it's important not to constantly compare yourself from now to the big picture of what you want, but rather be present in the now and think, what can I do this moment, right now, that will get me closer to that goal? What could I do right now to get me through this challenge, to get me through this obstacle, to get me over the difficulty of this moment, this situation? Now, I'm talking about taking action. Now, you could apply that with simply a state of mind or a perspective. You can say, well, it's just a matter of choosing to not make this challenge a challenge or not make this situation difficult. And you're right. You know, you can choose to get over this challenge by being in the now, mentally, spiritually, and physically. I say do all three. I was never one to say, oh, you had to choose one or the other. If my options are two and I can have both, why not, right? We are infinite. The universe is infinite. Our choices are infinite. So let's focus on being in the now, in our minds, in our spirits, and in our bodies. Taking action, deciding to not make the obstacle an obstacle, but rather something that we just simply are going to do. Whether it's hard or easy is really irrelevant. Just decide. This is what you want, so therefore you're going to do it. You've decided to do it. It's done. But you have to take that moment right now and find that clarity. So with that, I leave you with taking empowerment, taking action, being in the now, in movement toward your fulfillment, toward your success, toward the life that you know you're destined to create for yourself. Peace and abundance always.